magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. It's a banner week. It's an exciting week. It's a first week for me to be a part of the WLUJ family of stations Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
They have Share-a-thons in the spring and in the fall. Well, this spring we canceled the Share-a-thon because of COVID-19 and such, and we just trusted in the Lord, and he made provision. But this is our Share-a-thon to close out the year, and so we're looking to raise $117,000. So I'll be with them tomorrow and Friday. I was there yesterday, and it's great meeting so many of the listeners. And we had to social distance the studio and the food services and, you know,
that's
the
good.
People that came to volunteer and answer the phone. So we worked that all out. But it was exciting to be with people and to share over the air the unique ways God uses Christian radio. And so we're excited to be a part of the WLUJ family of stations and to be overseeing their 9 frequencies and our 10. And so our 19 frequencies are all working together in unison to reach more people, up to 3 million that are in the listening area. And so it's exciting times for this radio ministry, and can't wait to see how God makes provision for that Share-a-thon and for our needs down the road. So it was exciting. And yesterday, if you were tuned in, you were like, wow, their Testimony Tuesday was all about the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Great book.
A great book, a great musical. I guess it's been done in Broadway and in other venues and across the seas. Kate talked yesterday about getting the call from England because we had to get rights for the script, and there's naming rights and there's musical rights and then there's scripting rights, and we had to work through all those channels. But yesterday, if you tuned in, you heard from Tad Jagish, Les Joya, and then our director of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, Kate Freeman. So if you missed the program and you have any interest in hearing or knowing more about The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the program is archived. But it was fun. I wanted them to do a couple scenes with all the voices
such. Yeah.
But we
not
just ran
ready.
Out of time,
yeah.
And there was a lot to do.
That'll
but
be fun to do later.
Yeah, we'll have some of the actors and actresses later on. But
yeah,
we had like 10 different people audition for The White Witch.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's going to be so hard for Kay to determine that. And
yeah,
so many of the other people like Peter and Susan and Edmund and Lucy and Aslan and, you know, the professor and then like Grumskin and the Beaver, Mr. and Mrs. Beaver.
And the Eagle.
Oh, yeah. No, don't say anymore, because
okay,
I left it as a cliffhanger yesterday.
Oh.
That special person that's going to get to be the Eagle.
Well, speaking of England, I think Kate Freeman acted in England once, so that's kind of exciting.
Probably.
She did. Yeah, performed, I should say, not yeah, acted. And I have not heard someone use the phrase you used in a very long time, across the seas. Sounds like poetry.
Oh,
geez.
Hey, I'm all into this arts.
Yeah,
actually,
you are.
After listening.
All into this arts now. Oh, gosh.
To, you know, we did, over those 3 days, last Thursday, Friday,
yeah,
and Saturday, almost 90, I think it was 86 auditions.
Uh-huh.
And so all those people doing all their lines, and some of the lines, it would be like a 3-minute part where Tad or Les would be, you know, the dwarf, or they would play Lucy, or they'd have to play Peter. They did all these different roles so that the person could audition their specific role. And so I heard them over and over and over again, but it was close to 90. And I recorded everyone, and it took up to 4 CDs so that we can go back and listen to everyone. But it's going to be tough for Kate to
yeah,
figure that out.
So many good, so much good talent.
Yeah, very great talent. And I shared yesterday as the Testimony Tuesday program to encourage our listeners to be praying for this production, that we'll see if it can happen around the Christmas time into December. But there's a lot of work to still do and to cast everyone and then rehearsals and practices and sound effects. Les has worked on dozens of sound effects. And
that's great.
Pulling it
well,
together.
I love it. You are so energized by things. And you now you're into the arts, you say. Okay.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Go for it.
Well, you already heard me practicing my 2 lines.
Yes,
so
yes, we did. Our guest today and I heard you practicing your 2
lines. could I say you were moved to tears?
This is Dee Cheshire with us
yes.
today.
Thank you, Dee, for joining us on this, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, which is our Prime Life Times in Review version. And you've been a content contributor and have authored some really interesting and fun and heartfelt and instructive and meaningful stories for us. And I think you're going to do a little recap on one of her stories, and then we're going to let her read her latest story in this month's edition, the October edition of the Prime Life Times.
Well, a few months ago, Dee did an article called Speak Out, and it was part one. And she told a story, which I'm not going to go the whole way through, but of the importance of speaking out at the right moment and causing a difference in the world. And it was a story about a classroom.
Yes.
Math when she
class.
Was young. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you haven't read it, read it. This is Speak Out Part 2, which is not just speak out, but act. So shall we have Dee read? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
And Dee, thank you for joining us. Oh, let me do one little shout out for Dee. As we were talking about our rehearsals.
So you're going to read in a minute.
Yes. Yeah. And it'll probably be, and you know, people have this joke about the Mark mile or Mark's 1 minute.
Do they?
Could be like 5 or 6 or 9 minutes.
Is that a joke?
The Mark mile in Israel. I said, oh, don't worry. It's only about a mile.
What was it, 5?
Everyone felt like it was 10 miles later we arrived at the destination. So everyone has this, the Mark mile or the Mark minute. But lest I digress further. But Dee, as we were doing these auditions on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Dee had up to, I think, 40 different auditions.
About 35.
You FaceTimed them, and so they would sing to Dee and share their vocal abilities and such, so we can kind of figure out when there's some of the songs and the singing, who might be best in which parts. And so thank you for doing that remotely, and thank you for actually coming in person. We won't let your children or family members know you're here and you're out of quarantine. Well, you're not in quarantine, but they wanted you safe and at home, and so we appreciate you coming
they've
in.
They've actually given me permission now.
Okay. you twisted a few arms and spoke out.
Yes.
And so now you're ready to read about speaking out.
Yes.
And so we appreciate this.
All right. Speak Out Part 2, Act.
Yes. Speaking out for what is right is good, but it's only half the story. After we have spoken, following up with action speaks volumes, far more than what we said verbally. And if we don't act on what we said, we might as well be silent. Once we have spoken, we will be watched, whether in our homes, on the job, around town, or, depending on our level of fame, on national media. We probably don't think of ourselves as famous in our own homes, but we are. To our children and other family members, neighbors, and friends.
And Dee, just to make the point, you're famous to us.
Oh, thank you. That warms my heart.
That's really sweet.
That was. That was a very sweet thing to come from Mark, huh?
No. It really was sweet.
Several of these are probably still in their formative years, and our actions will help shape their lives. Others are beyond those early years, but we still will influence them, whether they are open to hearing and seeing or have hardened hearts. The planting of good seeds in the minds and hearts of those around us far exceeds the importance of sowing done in the soil of our surrounding environment.
Hey, are you thinking about Jesus' parable when you were writing that portion there, the seeds and the sowing? Yeah,
you betcha.
Yep, I'm catching it.
These seeds are planted, grown, and harvested once, but the seeds of our actions have an ongoing harvest over and over for all the years of our lives. The testimony of those actions planted in my life by my parents and grandparents has hopefully taken root, blossomed, and borne fruit worthy of their actions. I think especially of my maternal grandmother. My children and grandchildren all exhibit characteristics in varying degrees from their grandparents on all sides of the family. Some are very apparent in their lives, and others are more subtle, like those passed down from Grandma Ball. My brother and I loved spending portions of the summer on my grandparents' farm. Though we didn't know it then, I can look back now and see how my grandmother's life taught us about equality and acceptance. My grandma's small town was part of a larger farming community. Peopled by sturdy German, Irish, English, and Scandinavian stock, Almost all descended from immigrants of the early and mid-1800s. Latecomers to this mostly European mix were the Bohemians, a term loosely applied to Czechs and Slavs as opposed to the actual definition, people from the Kingdom of Bohemia, today part of the Czech Republic. This tight-knit group of different people met with some prejudice in my grandma's community. Though we had heard of it, we did not experience it, because my grandmother lived with her actions what we were taught: all people are created equally. She dealt with this group of people the same way she did with everyone else: fairly, politely, civilly, doing business, lending a hand where needed. In other words, with dignity. She would never dream of discriminating, though others in that small town were not so kind. She didn't talk about it. She acted it out in her day-to-day life. Such was the normalcy she brought to our family in an area that in some families met with prejudice. Not violence, but private and occasionally public derogatory remarks and sneering looks. Subtle things that, when they became pronounced enough, spilled over into the not-so-subtle limitation of business and personal dealings. In this matter, Grandma didn't talk the talk, but she definitely walked the walk. So much so that, as a result, one of her sons married a Bohemian girl, and her family became our family. Her mother, though no blood relative to my brother and me, became another Grandma. We never knew how that prejudice could have affected us as we were growing up. We didn't think about it because our family didn't participate. I didn't know about it, in part, because of Grandma's actions. But at the end of Grandma's 96th year, when dementia slammed her hard and fast, that prejudice reared its ugly head, shaped by a fear she had never believed in. In the darkest night, she would call out, "Help! Help me! The Bohemians are coming!" During an irrational, frightening nightmare. We knew the Bohemians weren't coming, as had she when her mind had been whole and beautiful. Something sinister and foreboding tried to come into all our lives, but it couldn't, and it didn't, thanks to Grandma, who chose all her life to act upon her deep belief in equality and upon her moral code instead of acting out of fear.
That's brilliant, Dee.
Wow, what an interesting kind of twist that in her later years that it was almost the opposite. I would have thought it would have been consistent with how she always acted and believed.
Well, it was dementia.
Yeah.
You know, there's no control there.
Well, when we talked before this program, before we launched into the program, some of our dreams and some of the wildest, most specific, and you think, where did that even come from, or why was it so descriptive or felt or so forth? So our minds do carry with it an array of feelings and emotions and thoughts.
And she, all her life, acted differently than that. And you are familiar with, I mean, you've worked with dementia patients, I think.
Yes.
And so you knew what you were looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this was.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really her.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a terrible long-ago fear she had acted against all her life.
Right, and it was something that was in her head because she remembered.
Mm-hmm.
But it had nothing to do with her, per se.
Yeah. But how powerful that all her life she acted opposite of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful story, I think.
Mm.
So I think many people can relate to that when they might have a hidden fear of another culture or race or ethnicity or a hidden kind of just distancing or something.
Right.
But they choose over and over and over to act toward those individuals in a way that is good and right and moral.
And I almost wonder if that might have just been a memory of something that other people were saying, and somehow it got projected on her. You know, I mean, I don't know, because the brain can work in so many different ways that maybe it wasn't even really her. It was something that she was hearing and experiencing in her mind that brought out this fear, but it wasn't, I mean, I don't know.
Very good article, Dee.
Well, and you've kind of, what do they say, where the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree, you've been pretty open-minded to all people and I think have modeled a lot of what your grandmother modeled to us and to others, right?
I hope so, and I think my family has too. We are a multicultural family.
Yes, you are.
Through adoption, and we enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've heard my stories about my grandchildren.
And great reading.
How many
today.
Hours can this show last?
Yeah. As she was reading along, and I'm sure our listeners would concur or agree, you're a great reader.
Yes, you are,
you
Dee.
Were
I was
reading
thinking
it,
that.
And I was like, gosh, I'm being drawn into this story. And
you're a great
really
reader.
It.
Oh,
you
thank
are.
You.
Do you want a part in a play?
Yes,
no.
I love that.
Yeah, that's
we've
right.
got we've got one coming
we
up.
We can set up a special audition just
oh.
for you.
Yay.
Oh, the Prime Life Times. This is the October edition, Volume 4, Issue 10. We've completed 3 full years. This paper has been around for 28 years, but we acquired it 3 years ago, just over 3 years ago. But this is our, let's see, our 36th edition. So 3 straight years we've been publishing this, and we've more than doubled our distribution points, so we're all over East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana, and made some inroads into Springfield the last few weeks, and we have 50 new stands, so we're going to continue to expand into new locations and places. I'm still hoping to get up to Macomb in the next few weeks.
And is it up? I thought it was over.
Up and over.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
okay.
definitely up.
I'm
yeah,
from,
look at
I'm
our
from the South, so that matters more than North and South and East stuff. Okay.
So we're making some more inroads into Bloomington and some other areas. So if you'd like to volunteer and assist with distribution of this great paper, or maybe you want to be a salesperson, maybe you live in one of our areas and you know some businesses that would like to be represented in our papers, we can talk and train you, and we're excited to continue to expand this paper. It's informative, it's engaging, it's positive, and we think that you'll be really benefit by reading it and passing it on to a friend.
Well, I would just like to interject that Bloomington is up and over from us, but Macomb is much more up and over from us. We are over and down to them, which anyone from the South listening will appreciate all of this information. I want to be sure people read some of the rest of these articles in this edition because they're extremely good. Read Amazing Animals by Rob Seidenberg, the cat. I'll just read you the very first
which page?
Paragraph.
Turn over to it.
A7.
A7. Okay.
The cat. A lie is like a cat. You need to stop it before it gets out the door, or it's really hard to catch. That's so true.
What a great opening line.
Yeah, wrote columnist Charles M. Blow. That would describe many lies I've heard, but also a cat we came to love.
Aww.
So you should read that whole article. It's just great. Daryl Kennedy's submission about finances is great, as is the Money Mentors from University of Illinois Extension, Jim Russell's Finding Happiness, and just things you can do to help yourself during a time such as COVID. The Beauty of Autumn is Wayside Chapel, Joey Kroll's column, which, you know, autumn's going to fade here.
And Joey's working triple hard this week with the Shearathon going on there in Springfield. There's the good-looking Roger Weisgarver.
Oh.
His Musically Speaking.
Yeah, Scott Joplin. We were talking about that.
Yes.
King of Ragtime,
yes.
I think. You knew about all that, Dee.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget the recipes.
Oh, please don't forget the recipes.
Oh, yes.
Where are the recipes?
I'm
and fun words. While you look up the recipes, Mark, I'm just going to say, fun words to use when you don't know what to call something. In Wordsmith's Workshop, gadgets, gizmos, widgets, doodads, contraptions, doohickey, gadget, gizmo, thingamajig, thingamabob, whatchamacallit, so forth and so on. It's a fun article.
Okay. Hey, he doesn't have, you know, in the Bible when they got the manna, I think the literal rendering of that manna is, what is it? You know, when the Israelites are going through the desert and they're
calling it.
I think that that
ground.
Is really astute of you to put in here, but it's very like meaningful and important and scriptural and biblical, and I'm not sure it would fit in with gizmo gadgets thingamajig, but whatever.
A13, Be Inspired by Betty Smith.
Yeah.
Yes. Reuben Bake and Caramel Apple Crisps.
I know it.
Ooh, I could eat either one of those.
Yes, I could. I could. And
it's almost lunchtime, isn't it?
She's got. It's always food time here.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got some great ones coming.
That reminds me of the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where it's always
winter.
Did you
order pizza for
them? It's always food time here. Actually, Tad brought in pizza.
Oh, how nice.
A couple pizzas.
You hear me say it in that voice that's off. Oh, how nice that people use
it. How nice for you guys.
When they don't mean it. Yeah.
Actually, there's some maybe, no, I don't think it's left in there anymore.
Oh, thanks.
You didn't offer the music audition or any pizza.
Oh, yeah, you're in a lot of trouble. You're in a world of trouble now.
The pizza was out, but we had cookies. Kate brought cookies, and we had some other little treats.
So be sure and read this edition. We won't have too much more time here in October to talk about it, but there's some really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can find out more at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And again, if you're a business or a service provider and you'd like to talk about us helping promote your product or the service that you provide, give us a call at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. There's not only this beloved Prime Lifetimes paper read by 30,000-plus monthly readers, but it's handed out, it's passed on to friends, it can be read online, and then we also make radio announcements, and we can work with you in creative ways to get the information out about your business or service. And yeah, we keep expanding. I can't wait to make some more inroads. We have a number of volunteers. I think we have 15 different people that distribute it to different areas. We have some new locations in Lincoln, Illinois, and continue to grow in Springfield and Bloomington.
Indiana, here we come.
Oh, yeah, Indiana. I think Bob DeGonia has picked up a number of new locations. He's all the way into Crawfordsville, Indiana.
Oh, excellent.
Where our signals barely make it in there, but he's making inroads.
We need more signals.
Yeah, yeah. More stations, more newspapers, more theater troupe, more everything.
Oh, God be praised.
Yeah. So.
I like to tell everybody, too, it's not just a paper for people in the prime of life. Because there are so many wonderful articles that people of any age can read and love. And I know several people that have commented that that's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's the puzzles and the comics and the trivia.
Yes. And crossword puzzle is challenging. It's not simple.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited about that crossword puzzle we were able to get. And this comic this time, I love it. It's this little girl sitting in her bed, and her mother's reading her a big book of fairy tales, and the little girl says, "So were the trolls internet trolls?"
Yeah. And then we have our movie review from Larry Stevens.
Oh, those are really good. Yeah, this month's is a really good movie. It's very thought-provoking, and all of his are. He chooses really interesting movies.
This month's edition of the Prime Lifetimes. By the way, did I mention you can subscribe to it for only $30, and that basically covers 12 editions to be mailed to your home, first-class mail, in a nice envelope. We'll be happy to do that, and you can find out more how you can subscribe by contacting us at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, or you can go ahead and call us 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesler with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.